Welcome and thank you for tuning in to the Visit the Northeast of Scotland podcast with me, your host, Jacqueline Ballinacker. In today's episode, we're speaking with drinks producer Claire Rennie. Claire started her company Summerhouse Drinks back in 2014, followed shortly by Walter Gregor Tonics, one of the first Scottish-made tonics available. Both brands are known for producing high-quality and interesting flavour combinations in the soft drinks and tonics market. Using only natural ingredients and preservative-free, Claire has built a fantastic reputation in the drinks industry in Scotland. Claire shares with us a sneak preview of exciting new flavours and products coming out soon, as well as the new online shop, where you can order subscription boxes and perfect serve boxes directly from their small factory. You'll also be the first to know about what is coming up in their limited edition line of tonics. Claire, thank you for joining us today, and can you please start us off with an introduction of yourself?
Yeah, so I am Claire Rennie, and I am the founder and owner of Summerhouse Drinks. I started Summerhouse Drinks 6 or 7 years ago. It's so exciting. I can't remember the exact time, Jacqueline, when I started Summerhouse Drinks, but it was about then. And before that, I had moved up to Aberdeenshire to marry my husband Ross. He is a farmer here on the farm where we live and we make everything. The Rennies have been here for 4 generations, mm-hmm. been here a while. And so I moved up from beautiful Perthshire, full of trees, to a windswept Aberdeenshire coast, which is also beautiful but in a very different way to what I was used to in Perthshire. So love takes you all over the world, or all over Scotland in my case. And before we started making our soft drinks here on the farm, I had a business called Berry Scrumptious, which took fresh strawberries and hand-dipped them in Belgian chocolate in lots of cute little designs. And we would send them by courier all over the UK for weddings and events. And our biggest single day of the year was Valentine's Day. So we sent a lot of love from Aberdeenshire out into, across the rest of the UK. The problem with our chocolate strawberries was that they only had a 1 day shelf life. So that was quite a stressful product to deal with, and we couldn't really get, you know, grow as a business. Yeah. And I'm always the designated driver when I go out, when we're out for a night out. Ross says we share the driving. Pretty much I drive home and he drives there. He thinks that's the sharing. Yeah, so I couldn't find any nice soft drinks that I liked. I'm a big stickler for not using sweeteners and not using artificial colours or flavours or preservatives. And much as I love our national drink, Iron Brew, when you look at the side of it and the ingredients list, you need a chemistry degree. I thought, I basically bought a soda stream. We have a walled garden here. We've got herbs growing in that. And I started playing about with a soda stream and some of our herbs out the garden, and came up with our first two flavours, which was a hint of mint lemonade, which has fresh mint infused in the lemon juice, and our misty lemonade, which is our version of our traditional cloudy lemonade. We just thought cloudy sounded a wee bit dreich, mm-hmm. so we went for misty as opposed to cloudy. So that they were our first two, and we launched them, and now we have, in the Summerhouse Drinks range, we have 5 normal flavours of soft drinks. Not normal, they're all normal, but they are 5 core flavours of Summerhouse Drinks. So we have a Scottish raspberry made with raspberries grown in Angus. We have lavender lemonade, which has lavender flowers infused in the lemon juice to give its flavour. We have a St Clement's, which is orange and lemon together. We also have a Winter Spice, which is our winter limited edition, which is a lovely drink that's got cinnamon and clove in it, and Scottish raspberries and orange juice, which is just a great non-alcoholic option for a winter drink. And we're about to launch a ginger beer. So you have the exclusive, Jacqueline, because it doesn't come out till January, but we are launching a ginger beer, which is very exciting because I love ginger beer and the team here are quite ginger beer drinkers. So we have been drinking a lot of ginger beer over the past wee while to get the right flavour and recipe.
Sounds really exciting.
Yeah, so it's great. But our hint of mint lemonade was going really well with gin, and the Scottish gin in the past few years has gone under a phenomenal boom time. And at that point, there was nobody in Scotland making a Scottish tonic. There's now a few more producers of Scottish tonic waters. And we thought to ourselves, well, we make all our recipes from scratch. We know we do all our own NPD. Let's have a go at making a tonic water. So we launched in 2015 Scotland's first tonic water, which is Walter Gregor's tonic water. The connection with Walter Gregor, Walter was the minister here in the parish. We were very close to his house and his old church, and he was put in place by Queen Victoria. So when gin and tonic first came out, when that cocktail was first developed, Walter was here in the parish at Peat Hill, and he was also a bit of a botanist and a bit of a plantsman and a bit of a historian as well. So he's got a great connection to plants and the local area here. So that's why we named our tonic after him. And because we are half a mile from the sea, our original tonic picks up a kind of salty note. It's a really strange concept, to have a salty but sweet tonic water. And it's quite subtle, but it just proves that we are, so close to the sea where we are. And that then goes particularly well with lots of coastal and island gins, particularly.
Similar environment, and so we'll have similar conditions.
Yes, exactly. So anything that's produced in similar conditions, coastal or island, or has a seaweed base, goes so well with our tonic. I mean, it does work really well with lots of other tonics as well, but for that sort of wow factor, that's the kind of gins.
That's only one of the reasons that your tonic is different. You also change the effervescence of it, don't you?
We don't use any artificial colours or flavours or particularly preservatives. So in order to get a shelf life on our product, we pasteurise all our bottles once they've been filled and capped in a massive water bath and gives it an 18-month shelf life. But if you have too much gas in those bottles, like a very normal supermarket tonic water would be very fizzy, that amount of gas then pops all the lids in the pasteuriser. And it sounds like a bomb's gone off, and it makes you feel like a bomb's gone off as well. So that means that one of the reasons we have slightly less carbonation than a normal tonic is because of our natural production process. We also find that the machine that we have, machines produce different types of bubble. I think this sounds really bizarre. Our machine produced quite a big round bubble, as opposed to lots of little hard bubbles. So again, we call it a softer bubble that Walter Gregor has, and that means that lets the gin really flavour come through as opposed to overtaking the gin and tonic overall.
You flavour some of your tonics as well. I've tried quite a few of them, and they have a very strong flavor, whether it's the cucumber or the cinnamon and apple one was one of my particular favorites. And that can I've had that both with gin and with whiskey, and it's a great cocktail that way. But how do you manage to get your flavors into your tonics?
First of all, we've got four flavoured tonics. So we have a Scottish raspberry, we have a mint and cucumber, apple and cinnamon, and a spiced, which is we're making a lot of at the moment because it is cinnamon, clove, and orange. Basically, Jacqueline, we're making everything from scratch. So the components of the spiced tonic, for example, is fresh orange zest. And I'll not tell you how many zesters I've gone through in my life trying to find the best one for the amount of fruit we zest. So fresh orange zest, cloves and cinnamon sticks, all in a hot infusion. So there's no flavor bottle comes, a small flavor bottle comes and it's clear and it's already got the flavor imparted in it by a flavor house somewhere. We are, making everything from scratch. So the flavors are quite fresh tasting. You're not having to add a chemical preservative that might cloak that flavor. So our apple and cinnamon has cinnamon sticks in a hot infusion and fresh apple juice, not from concentrate. Our Scottish raspberry tonic has Scottish raspberry juice that is pressed for us, but uses Angus grown raspberries. Our mint and cucumber, I have a very dangerous guillotine, or mandolin, sorry, not guillotine. That sounds like I'm cutting somebody's head off, to slice up the cucumber. And that sits overnight in a water infusion to pull out that flavour. And again, the mint goes into a water infusion as well. So we are using fresh ingredients to produce our fresh flavoured tonics.
You've mentioned Scottish raspberries, and you get yours from Angus, you said. How do you source your other ingredients for your soft drinks or your tonics?
Our mint, we grow mint here on the farm, well, in my garden, I should say, that freshly cut for our drinks. We use a supplier to supply in our not from concentrate lemon juice and apple juice. At the moment, unfortunately, our lemon juice, because of just our location, our lemon juice has to come from the Mediterranean. So, and then our lavender comes from Shropshire, actually, with a company down there who are a lavender farm. We actually have a bit of a niche market supplying lavender farms with lavender lemonade in the particularly the south of England, where most of them are, because particularly this year, one of the activities you could do is go out for a walk. So a lot of the lavender farms are open to the public. Okay. So go for a walk through the beautiful lavender fields, and then they have our drinks in their shop to sell. So July is peak lavender lemonade making time for us, and it's quite relaxing, Jacqueline, with all the lavender been about. You know, it smells amazing, and actually people might go, oh, it's a bit of a weird flavor, but you get the citrus note of the lemon juice, but you get a floral nose of the lavender. It doesn't taste of lavender, it more smells of lavender and tastes of lemon. So, but we put all of those ingredients together with Scottish water, and we mix that with British beet sugar, which is mainly grown Norfolk and the sort of Midlands of England, East Anglia direction. Beet sugar, so it's got a lower food miles than if you were using cane sugar coming in. And again, supporting British farmers by using British beet sugar.
I was wondering, when I was preparing for the interview today, we've got some really nice flavours with the mint and the raspberry, especially being Scottish raspberries. Could we think of any other flavours or taste that would suggest Aberdeenshire? Is there any kind of other fruit or combination that you could use to highlight Aberdeenshire?
One of the products that we are, I'm trying not to give away too much, but we have a subscription service now for our tonic water, Jacqueline. So every month you'll either have a seasonal or a limited edition tonic. And one of the options we are trying to develop is a gorse, or a, it's also called whins, but a gorse tonic. There's quite a lot of gin uses gorse, and it picks up, when we do it in a soft drink, it brings out a sort of coconutty flavour. Mm-hmm. So we're probably Malibu would work really well. But yes, I think, you know, I know that's particularly Scottish, but in Aberdeenshire we have less trees and more gorse. Mm-hmm. So I think that it's I think that particularly says Aberdeenshire to myself.
Yeah, it would. And it's quite a tricky product to harvest because they're very prickly bushes.
Yes, it would be. I think I'm going to just rope in my 11-year-old daughter, who's got small hands, to do that one. And yeah. I think you need a lot.
When I take people out on tours, particularly in the late spring, early summer, when gorse tends to be in its full, and there's a bit of heat in the sun, and you walk past these shrubs, and it is just like being on a Hawaiian holiday. You know, that smell of coconut and suntan lotion that sometimes people associate, they think. Can you tell us more about your subscription service? Because that's a whole new offer that you're putting out just now, isn't it?
Yes. So this is so exciting, Jacqueline. This is the thing that has kept me sane through COVID, I have to say. At the start of COVID, everybody was in a rush to get online. We have always resisted sending out our drinks online because I didn't want to add more bubble wrap to the world. And you have to, pretty much with glass bottles, they need to be individually wrapped. Oh, and spaced out and really well protected. So it's quite a challenge. So I had this concept that I'd been working on. It was kind of in the back of my head for a while. At the start of COVID, we had time to put it together. So it's a concept where the bottle is held in a cardboard frame. So I made this up one day, and I just threw it, you know, pushed it off the edge of the table. And lo and behold, nothing broke. I was like, wow. Well, so I took it to our packaging supplier, Petrivi Packaging. They looked at it, and at the same time, I secured a COVID business interruption grant to develop it March till August, we lost 60% of our sales because of cafes and hospitality being shut. So we were looking very much to that terrible word, which I've come to hate, but signifies a sheer pivot. We were all, I think we've all been trying to pivot, Jacqueline, haven't we? I was successful in getting this grant. Petrivi have worked amazing things on taking my box of cardboard and turning it into a really fantastic, simple to assemble concept that basically holds the bottles in place in transit in cardboard. So it's fully recyclable from your door, normal recycling. And obviously you've got your glass bottles there, which are all recyclable as well. So we have developed this, our subscription service. One of the key things that we can do, because we make everything ourselves, is we can develop funky flavours in small batches. As I was talking about the gorge that we're working on, or different recipes that we've got planned for this year, which is quite exciting. So every month you can have either a box of monthly tonics. You'll get three original Walter Gregors, and then you'll get three seasonal or limited editions. So our December box has three of the spiced tonics in it and three of the original. What we're trying to encourage people to do is to explore your drinks cabinet or your drinks trolley with your monthly box of mixers. What have you got there that's needing used up, or you haven't tried for a while and you want to see what it'll do with a different garnish or a different tonic? But if you don't have a big drinks cabinet, we also have the perfect serve box, Jacqueline. So every month you would get a 20 cl of the spirit that we would pair with our monthly mixer. So for December, you can order the perfect serve box with two Walter Gregors original tonic, flavour spiced tonic, and a 20 cl of the Botanist gin. The Botanist is fantastic with Walter Gregor's original from Islay. It picks up that coastal note, but it also can transform into a Christmas drink with our spiced tonic. So that's the sort of perfect serve
Yeah,
option.
that sounds like a
There's two
great
things.
Christmas gift as well.
Yes. Well, you don't have, you can either subscribe somebody for monthly, bi-monthly, or quarterly. Or, Jacqueline, you can just buy the box. There's a try a box option on there. If you want to pre-order just one of the boxes, you could send that with a gift message. We work on a pre-order system for our monthly boxes. It's easier for us to manage and to plan. You would pre-order, and then that'll get sent out the 15th of December or the 15th of each month. And if you subscribe, it'll just arrive at your door.
Has there been a lot of interest so far in your subscription service?
Yeah, we've had a great interest, Jacqueline. We've only launched last week, so I love seeing all the orders coming in. It's a great boost. The exciting thing for Christmas is that monthly standalone box as well, that you don't have to order the subscription. You could just order the box to trial it and send that as a gift. But I think the other thing that we'll probably will help people out with is all the people who've forgotten to get a gift for somebody and it's too late to get anything sent to them, we can still take orders right up to Christmas Eve and send an email with either a gift voucher or a subscription for someone else. So we can help you right up till probably Christmas morning, actually. You can probably still order for all the really late Christmas planners. And I think as well, it's the gin aficionados, it's quite difficult to sometimes buy for a gin aficionado because you don't know what gin they've got and you don't know if they're going to like the gin that you're going to buy them. So if you subscribe for them or even buy them a monthly box on its own, then at least then they've got the tonics to play about with what they've got already. We've got some, I'm not going to tell you what it is, Jacqueline. We have something really special planned for January for Burns Night. But that's too big a secret to give away today, I'm
That's all
afraid.
right. We'll just have to follow you on social media and make sure that we're all aware of what's happening in January when you announce it.
Great.
So, in the last few podcasts, we've been speaking about food and drink, obviously in Aberdeenshire. And I just want to touch on some of your food memories and some of the things that you really enjoy about Aberdeenshire. You moved up from Perthshire. Is there a difference that you've noticed from your time in Perth to now being up in the northern parts of Aberdeenshire in terms of the types of food that they eat or the things that they like?
I would say that I've married into a farming family and I came from a farming family. So a lot of that traditional Scottish fare is very much the same, apart from butteries, which up in this corner, Jacqueline, up in Fraserburgh, Rosherty, they're called rolls. That's even more confusing. So when I first arrived up, Ross's gran asked me to go to the shop to get some rolls. So I went and got what is called morning rolls up here, which is or a bap, you know, that type of roll. But
Yes.
I came back and she's like, no, I asked you to get rolls. And I said, but I've got rolls. But no, she meant butteries. So learning the differences. Also, there's a big difference. I don't know where the change is of the word, but in Forfar, where I worked for a while in a potato company just outside Forfar, and Forfar's obviously very famous for its bridies, a bit like a Scottish version of a Cornish pasty. But there, I don't know where the change is, but up here they're braddies. So in the butchers and the baker shops up this corner, they're braddies. I wonder if it's the bridge of D. Is it the D that makes the difference between a bridie and a braddie? I'm not quite sure,
No,
Jacqueline,
but
but
it's hard to know and hard to pin down sometimes where these changes take place. Gosh.
that so I think a lot of the food is the same, but the names are different.
And what is one of your favorite traditional dishes that you still enjoy?
Is it really? It's probably quite sad. I really love mince and tatties. That's a, you know, just it's easy to make. If you get it right, it's amazing.
It's good.
Get some carrots in there. And it's really simple, and it can it's not fussy food for the whole family. That would be one of my favorites. I'm also, you know, there's some amazing little coves on our part of the coast that goes from Fraserburgh along to Gardenston or Gamery, along to Banff. It's just full of little coves and hideaway sort of beaches, and I think some of the best food has been we I'm walking. You can walk from New Aberdour Beach over the top of the hill down into Pennon, which is famous obviously from Local Hero. And in the summertime, they generally have a little coffee hut on the harbour. And I think the best cup of coffee and bit of carrot cake I've ever had was after the 3 mile hike over the hill, sitting on the harbour at Pennon, having a coffee, watching the waves come in. But I think the other thing that's amazing about this corner is just the fish, the sea fish, the seafood and the fish. I wish I liked fish more. I'm not the biggest fish fan. I'm quite difficult to get past a fish supper and a prawn cocktail, Jacqueline. That's my on my to-do list to improve my fish knowledge. But I think we are a bit spoiled up in this corner. It's not till you go further away that you really realise how good the fish that's on offer in the restaurants and even the fish and chip shops
Well,
is.
you are in the heart of it because you have the fish in Macduff and then in Fraserburgh and in Peterhead. So
Yeah.
it's you're surrounded by it, unfortunately, if you don't like it very much.
I'm trying. I try more.
Is there anything that you have in the pipeline for new adventures? And I know you've just released your new website and your new services for your tonics. And you know, in business, we're always looking for the next step and the next thing in the future, which is difficult to plan for in these times. But what else do you still have on your list of like to do's or want to do's?
We've actually had quite an exciting year, Jacqueline, in that we've actually started exporting quite significantly this year. We have sent our second pallet just recently to Texas, which will go into central markets, supermarkets over there of our summer house drinks. We have sent summer house drinks, soft drinks this year to South Korea. And we now have distributors for our Walter Gregers tonics in both Denmark and Sweden. So we are really excited about next year. That's the next sort of or ongoing exciting side of things that we're working on. We will eventually have our tasting room at some point. My husband and I argue over when that will be. And I'd obviously like it tomorrow, and he's got other priorities on the farm. So that's a bit of a balancing act. But I think being able to get our drinks out in the world is just so exciting. It's quite funny. We in the factory with the girls, we have a sweepstake as to what country will we get to send samples to next. Some days you come in and it's quite normal, or not normal, more local, and then we get requests for Iceland or Cuba or things like that.
Some are
But
very random.
yes.
Gosh, well, I have visited your factory, was it last year, and had a quick look at it. You're right, it's not a very big premises. So if you're going to keep exporting, then the next step, I guess, will have to be expansion as well.
We have been working that on that in lockdown, Jacqueline. Next time you come, you'll be able to see we can swing more than a cat in our factory. So that's and a bit of a sort of a rejig of use of space as well. So we have the capacity now to be able to do our export orders and our increasing UK orders as well. So yeah, it's really exciting.
Is there anything else that you could think of that you'd like to share with the listeners to the podcast?
I just for particularly our UK customers and people who buy our drinks and know our drinks, I just want to say thank you for everybody who's bought because it has kept us alive this summer, in the or this whole year with COVID. It has been fantastic the response that we have when people buy our drinks. And if people know that we have a small team and everything's made with a good bit of love and attention and care, then that's really super.
Yeah, well, I'll make all this information available on a blog post as well, which is on our website. And I'll put links into Walter Gregor and Summer House and make sure there's plenty of nice pictures of your tonics so that'll entice everyone to dust off their drinks cabinets and try something new. So thank you very much, Claire. I appreciate you taking the time out to speak to us. And I'd look forward to hearing more exciting news in January as well. And good luck with your subscription service and the run-up to Christmas, which I know is always chaotic.
Thank you, Jacqueline. Thank you so much. And I look forward to you having a really busy 2021 with a minibus buses full of visitors, showing them off the best. You do such a great job to show
Thank
off
you.
our corner of Scotland. It'll be great to get people back, won't it?